From the government that brought you Tony Houlihan's doomed secondment and Robert Watt's 326 grand mega salary comes some fella no one's ever heard of, who they say will fix housing for 430 big ones a year. A czar is born. Who knew Russian culture is so hot right now? The czar in question is Brendan McDonagh. If you asked an AI image generator to create a face who is part racetrack manager, a dash of parking steward at a club match, and a well-fed priest reacting to sad news, now you have him. Where have they been hiding this magic messiah who's the answer to why we can't build homes all these years? Trigger warning, he walked into a wardrobe one day and ended up having vulture fund adventures in Nama. Brendan's been on secondment from the NTMA, where it's fun to stay, and now they want to second him further to the HAO, the HAO, the Housing Activation Office. He's a fourth-hand czar. How on earth did anyone think this was a good idea? Enter James Brown, the minister who gets a nosebleed any time anyone looks at him quizzically.
This job of work is all about having boots on the ground to fix housing, so it is. We'll have a group of between 8 and 11 experts, and they'll be rolling out their sleeves, so they will, putting shoulders to the wheel, thinking outside the box. Sorry, I'm running out of cliches, so I am, but could I have a mineral, please? God, I can't wait till the grown-up is doing my job for me. Sorry.
The opposition couldn't believe their luck when the Dáil returned this week. Mary Lou started the roast. Ivana joined in. Micheál Martin face-palmed.
Ken Corla, this government is a bunch of spacers if they think the idea of a housing czar to do the minister's job will fly. And sorry if I sound sarcastic, Taoiseach, but you're like an episode of Czar Trek, the next failure.
I've got one. Czar Wars, the farce awakens, Taoiseach.
Hang on a second, there was no secret to this. It was in the programme for government very
clearly. Which programme was this? Keeping Up with the Zardashians?
It was a public service payment terms in terms of...
He's paid so much he should be called Czarbucks. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Simon Harris then quietly briefed journalists to fake up a coalition row and claim this wasn't his idea. Duh, dude, we know. You haven't had any ideas for months and we're still waiting on your €200 a month childcare, FYI.
Well, as you can tell from the flapping of my hands and the nodding of my head, I'm very angry, angry. I wasn't told about this. And when I read it on my feed, I was czar-struck. But once I checked, it didn't involve a minister from my party. Then I was able to say, block, 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 block.
Not even talk of a performative pay cut could help, and once the Thánaiste had tantrumed, Brendan McDonagh withdrew his name. Which is a pity. It would have been kind of hilarious if the government kept insisting the only person to lead us out of a housing crisis was the lad who ran the agency that sold Ireland to faceless funds, helping create the generational catastrophe in the first place. Micheál Lehan, Dancing with the Czars, Leinster House.
Count Corla, can I do another one? Okay. Why do we need to pay him 200 grand more than the Taoiseach? Is he living in a 5-star hotel or something? I've 8 more pages of this stuff.
Okay, you guys, everybody just sit down and shut the heck up, because it's been 100 days since our savior Donald Trump Christ became the present God Emperor of Administration and he overturned the end times that Joe Biden had started. Shut up, Maggie of the Times and all you fake news bitch cats. And this administration has been the greatest administration in the history of administrations. So let's give it up for the most fertile human male who's ever become president. We love you, sir. Woo! Come on!
President!
Thank you. Thank you, Caroline. You can take your first breath after 100 days. You deserve it, honey. Okay. Woo! You loser legacy press. Who'd like to compliment me first? You with the lying pencil.
Sir, you have the lowest approval rating of any new president in decades. What do you think about what the polls are saying?
Well, it's a horrible question. I say the polls will be deported if they keep saying such nasty things. Polls are down. Mexicans are down. Immigrants are down in general, thanks to our friends in El Salvador. I didn't even know what the L stands for, but it's probably losers. Should we call Wall Salvador? That's what I'm going
to
rename it.
Sure, why did you use an 18th century law called the Alien Enemies Act to justify deportation?
Because people love nostalgia and they hate aliens, and we've been overrun by illegal aliens because of Biden. Some people have even been abducted on probe, and it's all Joe Biden. He was insane. If I had my way, E.T. would have been phoning home from a jail in South America.
Mr. President, the economy has shrunk and the price of eggs has gone up since since your presidency began. How
well, that's fake news. That's not what I'm hearing. The price of eggs are down 87%. A lot of people are saying
Where do you get that figure?
From a lifetime of McDonald's and Diet Coke and Tampa. Thank you. Finally, somebody says something nice. It wasn't difficult.
No, sir.
Where was I? I was saying this has been a record-breaking 100 days. I got another chart here to show the price of everything has gone way down. Look at the red lines plummeting across the board.
Sir, I think you're holding the chart upside down.
Wrong. Speaking of eggs, Jeff Bezos' shiny head has popped up once more, and I see something in him I don't really like.
Right.
Don't like it. Probably my own reflection bouncing off his dome. Horrible, bald man.
Is this in relation to Amazon, considering showing the cost of tariffs on their site?
It was a hostile plan, a disgusting plan. If I wanted to be reminded of my mistakes, I'd call Eric. I'd call some of my eldest sons.
But, sir, Jeff Bezos gave you so much money.
It's true,
silenced the Washington Post. He even bought Melania's documentary for $40 million.
Well, that's the problem. How could I respect a guy who'd make such a bad deal?
Sir?
I'm never going to watch the documentary. I don't like documentaries. Usually, I just wait for the porno version.
Mr. President, tourism is down.
Lies.
The world hates America.
Well, that's wrong.
Tariffs are in chaos.
It's not true.
Military leaks are weekly now.
That's totally fake.
People are saying this is all the president's fault.
But I agree with that part.
sir?
It is the president's fault. President Joe Biden.
Biden.
Before I go, don't forget to remind foreign actors they can donate to my World Liberty Crypto Company. Who wants a pardon or a war contract or an SEC investigation drop? Step right up.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has called on the rap trio NECAP to clarify its position on the geopolitical situation of the Middle East. In a perfectly normal intervention amid further turmoil on the global markets, the deepening crisis in housing, the Grace Report and other disasters.
I think it's time now for Mokara, Mowgli Bap and DJ Provi to say once and for all, if they support Hezbollah and Hamas, and before she arrives for the electric picnic, I'm calling on Chapel Rowan to explain what precisely is the Pink Pony Club. Is it an equestrian event that puts you in mind of Mill Street, for example? Or does the title refer to a Los Angeles nightclub frequented by lesbians? And furthermore, I would ask her now to clarify what exactly was going on, knee-deep in the passenger seat, in terms of which is very, very bad for your posture. The ergonomics alone are absolutely
growing outrage, of course, involving kneecap or patella, to use the more anatomically correct biological term, have been seen in videos resurfaced in which they are condoning murder, drugs and bigging up, as youth parlance might have it. Prescribed organisations. Terry Brown, your view?
I think I've had both my kneecaps replaced, and I would have to question why after surgery I wasn't offered the same level of painkillers that these boyos would appear to have access to.
And I take it you refer to their popular song Get Your Brits Out, in which they recommend, and I quote, just take these yokes and we'll go for a dance.
One wonders what sort of yokes they were prescribed that they were able to dance so soon after. People only get fentanyl even if they're in constant pain.
Yes, of course.
I won't lie to you, and can I just say I never liked them anyway in the first place.
What did it for you, the extreme Republican views or the ketamine?
No, it's the balaclavas, Doughy.
Oh.
My campaign to bring back the pocket square was going great guns until they showed up in their mad hats. There's no call for outdoor wear as an indoor performance. And scratchy wool plays havoc with your pores under the limelight.
Right.
I should know. John once bought me a new pure wool tie and I thought it was going to expire during service at a wedding.
But is it not just a bit of crack, and they've done great work for the Gaeilge?
Well, I'm not sure I need to know the Irish for Brits and I can't.
Tits?
Oh!
No need to be Naira, tis Krushkini.
We'll be cancelled.
I would say
the main question now is, what exactly is a kneecap?
Archbishop, perhaps you could answer this one?
But in a way, aren't we all kneecap?
Right, and of course those calls are continuing on Downing Street to censure kneecap from Glastonbury on foot of the investigative journalistic research and isolation of clips by the Daily Mail. Now, unfortunately, we've run out of time to discuss the Ukraine war today, but do tune in to the BBC World Service again tomorrow.
And furthermore, I would like to call on Charlie XCX to clarify what precisely she is bumping when she's bumping that, and she keeps bumping that. Is it in contravention of the Road Traffic Act 1961 in terms of, does Kendrick Lamar now favour mustard as a condiment above ketchup? That would be very important for the reducing the sugar consumption.
Minister.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm delighted to announce the most significant reform of asylum laws in the history of the state, genuinely. Yeah, why aren't you clapping?
Because we've been to so many of these reboots.
But I'm the fresh, nubile face of justice.
Aren't you about 70?
I'm only 57. How wow. dare you?
Ah, yeah, it's the old barrister's Bordeaux blush.
Right, next question.
Would it not just be better to implement the existing immigration system effectively rather than the cost and delay of a new one?
Look, everybody knows there's no point in fixing any broken public system in this country.
Right.
It's best to just give it a bit of a polish and let it fail in a whole new, refreshing and amusing way.
What exactly is contained in these updated laws?
Well, it has frameworks and procedures, schemes, implementations.
I meant what real world difference will these new laws make?
Asylum decisions are taking far too long.
Yep.
Appeals are taking far too long. Ugh. Helen McAtee really made a hames of things.
Yeah, stop telling us what's wrong. We know this. We've seen the fires, the tents, the riots and the shabby paddy fascists dining out in your government's botched iPass system.
Well, everything will be better now that I'm here.
How?
Because I could say words in a more radio-friendly way and promise things in a manner that nearly sounds confident.
Okay, will there actually be detention centres?
Yeah. The legislation will certainly allow for detention centres, but I don't think we'll ever need them.
Why would you allow for something that you don't need?
Exactly.
Because it makes me sound really tough. Grrr, detention centres.
What?
Wow, I can't believe right-wing politics is cool again. Otherwise, I'd still be stuck in the law library making millions a year. It was so lonely there.
So just to clarify, you are building detention centres.
No, we're just allowing for them in the same way that we allow for housing.
Oh.
It's building it that's the part we can't do.
Yeah.
Nobody knows why. Oh well.
Did you say when exactly these new laws will be passed?
Oh, it'll take ages. I'll be so busy with the new Garda scandal by the time it's done.
Oh.
You won't even remember these promises. Colour me chucklesome.
Yeah. What's the story with the European Union Migration Pact, Minister?
It's great. Every disaster over a bockety immigration system can be blamed on Brussels from next year. Oh no, we'll be saying. The EU made us break it.
Can you also blame the EU for putting the homeless in hotels, leaving absolutely no room for a small number of refugees who are then rammed into culture towns that make older people feel confused and scared?
Well, why not? It was Brussels, hardy har. Also, we'll set up a new state agency to sort out the long delays for appeals. Mm-hmm. We're calling it the Second Instance Body.
Ah no, not another quango with a stupid name.
This new state agency will take over the appeals process from the state agency that botched the appeals process.
And is that state agency being shut down, I presume?
Oh God, no. No state agency is ever closed.
Great.
It just rots away forever burning money.
Sake.
Now, we deported 39 people back to Georgia last night.
Huh.
Still no applause?
Minister, 33,000 asylum seekers are housed in multi-million euro private contracts. 200 more arrive every week. What difference will spending a fortune to return home 40 of them make?
Well, it makes me look tough.
Does it?
Ho, ho, ho. Great giant.
Is Ireland now so utterly in bits we could actually seek asylum in another country with a proper housing market?
Well, if it all goes wrong, then even I'll emigrate from politics and seek asylum back in the law library with a nice blushing Bordeaux.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
Your Majesty, yeah. It is my pleasure to talk again despite the circumstances.
Oh yes, Prime Minister, your lot took quite a battering at the local elections, I see. Still, stiff upper lip.
Well, apologies for my lip stiffness, merely a symptom of my overall emotional rigidity.
No, I meant...
I am, however, attempting to engage in a smile whilst bowing courteously.
What I meant was it's not all bad, you see. I mean, so what? The Reform Party's on the rise. It appears one subjects have been struck with the feeling of general malaise and pessimism.
Well, that was my campaign slogan. However, I think it's mostly down to Mr. Farage's immigration policy.
This Farage, I'm not familiar.
You know, the guy who called you an eco-loony?
Did he? What a delightful compliment.
His party wants to stop the boat.
Good heavens, not the yacht, surely.
Mainly dinghies, sir.
Oh.
They just don't like foreigners coming in here and taking resources.
Reform don't find out where the royal family comes from. All Jerrys and Greeks, I'm afraid.
And the by-election vote in Runcorn, it was really 50-50 in the end.
Well,
which incidentally was also Nigel Farage's blood alcohol level by the time Reform won the seat by 6 votes.
You see, democracy is so tiresome. No such inconveniences for our godly friends in Rome.
Can I just say how sad we were not to see you at the papal funeral on St. Peter's Square, sir?
The last time I went to a Pope's funeral, I shook Robert McGregor. Mugabe's hand. And
right.
Not a good look. Trust you avoided condoning any ruthless tyrants?
No, I mainly spoke to Donald Trump.
Did you hear anything I said, man?
We chatted briefly, and in no way did he influence me to ensure the Open Championships is to be held at his golf club in 2028.
Makes one long for Scottish independence, I see.
Though I think he is annoyed at me for talking to the European Union.
No, don't worry, he'll probably forget all that. He's quite old, you know. Happens to the best of us. One day you're young, the next you walk into a room and forget you're a little bit married.
Let me adjust my face into a neutral expression. But it is true, I am talking to Europe since Britain is such a lonely trading heart lately.
Right.
I'm keen to seek friendship, company, maybe more.
Wonderful thought. Someone should ratify this union with a treaty. Maybe even invite other European nations to join.
Absolutely, sir. The sky's the limit.
No, I meant this.
Metaphorically speaking, the sky is, of course, very high.
Oh, dear.
And certainly should not be traversed without the correct protection, procedures, and precautions.
Wow. Goodness knows why the people weren't inspired by your stirring leadership.
Right.
Evening, boss.
Oh, hiya.
Sup, chicos and chicas. I don't have long now as I've a bank holiday appointment with a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. So let's hit the most pressing matters, yeah?
Aye, the housing czar and broken childcare.
I was thinking more about my stint on the Late Late.
Oh.
I thought I was winning and charming.
I thought your up-down joke was very good, my
love. Thanks, Louise. It's just I've a way with Nordies.
You do.
I tell you what I didn't like, though.
Yeah?
Being grilled about dodgy tweets from comrades. Isn't that right, Deputy Cullinan?
Who, me?
Firstly, defending Garan Noon's Ireland is sort of kind of full shtick.
Well, now.
Now you're going all J.K. Rowling on me about the trans issues.
Here, you're not becoming one of them culture war bores, David.
I was representing my constituency, by
Waterford?
Middle-aged men who spend too much time getting cross online, like.
Right, well, keep it up and you'll be sitting with Padder Tobin and his little helper from Mayo, capiche?
You mean Paul Lawless?
Wait a second.
How do you know his name?
He's been in too, pilled, so he has.
That's it. Seize David's device and give him a Danny Healy Ray phone.
You mean dumb phone?
Tomato, tomato.
Oh, that's very good.
By the way, kudos to whoever came up with that most expensive job share line for the housing czar.
Oh, yeah.
Love a soundbite, me.
Your delivery was chef's kiss.
I see that Ivana Bacik used fixers with Nixers.
Oh, nice.
That's a good one now.
Wasn't it, hey?
Look, don't mind her. She's just reheating my nachos, as the kids say.
Sorry, what the hell does that mean? It means someone is doing the same thing as someone else by.
Oh my God, you are way too online. Shake him down.
Right.
Make sure he's not wearing a smart watch.
Let me go up the fellas. Free kneecap.
Oh, do we have a position on those fellas who put the ra into rap?
Oh.
I know they're basically the Wolf Tones if they dropped Molly, and that feels kind of on brand for us.
Right.
But the whole dead Tory thing is a bit baked Alaska. It belongs in the 80s.
I love baked Alaska still, so I do.
Of course you do, Matt.
Now, I've thought long and hard about this. I think we send Ono Brin out to defend kneecap.
Go on.
And if they still refuse to compromise everything they believe in to get into Glasgow...
Just as we did to try to get into government, mm-hmm. then we throw Owen under the bus again.
Exactly.
Like we did with Spice Bag.
Good, can't you?
Perfect.
It's smart, hey?
J'adore. Right, I'm clocking off. I've got Joanna Donnelly clickbait to read.
What? Joanna Donnelly, the weather woman.
Where is she? What's she up to? I can't get enough.
Wow.
Honestly. Honest to God.
Off the ball on News Talk. Brought to you by incinerating sausages on the barbecue and thinking you're the bloke from the bear. Yes, Chef!
All right, folks, welcome back. How are we doing, indistinguishable sidekicks?
Yeah, right. May Bank holiday weekend.
Bialtina, get the beers in.
Going to be parked on Drury Street all weekend, yeah?
Yeah, but in a respectful way.
Yeah. We wouldn't annoy any of the small businesses.
Oh, I actually love small businesses. I do.
Yeah, now they're class, to be fair.
Yeah, you do know you're rostered to work all weekend, lads.
No.
Well, you're not serious.
Do we get overtime?
Overtime?
No.
You're hilarious.
I'm not. Doing it. I'm not doing
I mean, if you're seriously not happy, I can get literally any other nondescript bloke in their late 30s to do it.
Okay. Never mind.
Sorry, boss.
Yep.
Cool. Now, as you mentioned, it is the Maybank holiday weekend. The Premier League is over. It's done.
Fair play to Liverpool, by the way, winning the league after every other team disintegrated like a wet pennies bag.
What?
All eyes on who qualifies for Champions League now.
More like all eyes on what fresh embarrassment Man United can manage before the season ends.
Oh, good one, man.
And of course, Leeds United have also made it back into top tier footy.
Oh, yeah. It's great news for Irish blokes of a certain age.
Yeah, but who actually supports Leeds in Ireland?
You know, our lads and their middle-aged sons who want to bond with their our lads.
Ah, yeah, it's kind of sweet when fathers and sons.
Yeah, I love male bonding.
And of course, Wrexham have made it into the Championship.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, those plucky underdogs owned by Hollywood
and sponsored by United Airlines, Hewlett Packard,
Facebook, and Blake Lively's non-alcoholic booze brand.
Is it just me? Is your man Ryan Reynolds gone a bit of a dose?
Oh, you're right. You know, I love a bit of Deadpool and all.
Obviously, you're a bloke.
But him and the missus are melts.
Totally.
Did you read the Justin Baldoni lawsuit?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cut you guys off there. I won't tolerate any Ryan Reynolds shade.
But why?
In case we get offered a 5-minute Zoom interview with him, overseen by a publicist to promote some terrible offshoot documentary he's making on a streamer.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
fair play.
I love you, Ryan.
Yeah, you're a sound skin, even though you're in some amount of shite.
Now, back closer to home, Meath sensationally beat Dublin last weekend. What do you think of that, lads?
Yeah, it was unreal.
Yeah, the bit with the 2-pointer. Yeah,
you didn't watch it, either of you, did you?
No, I was watching Liverpool.
Couldn't get it on the dodgy box.
Sorry.
Well, it's the first time Dublin haven't made the Leinster final since 2010.
And now they've been drawn in the group of death.
In the qualifiers, the poor Dubs.
You know, you'd nearly feel sorry for them, wouldn't you?
No, you wouldn't.
Nah.
Screw the Dubs.
I thought you were a Dub.
Only when they're winning, man.
Yeah, that makes sense, bro. Cheers.
Right, after the break, a member of the USA 94 squad doing promo for a zero alcohol brand joins us live in studio.
Wow.
Don't go anywhere.
He's on a Zoom, isn't he?
Yeah, from last week.
Love a pre-rec.
It's my therapist, Ghost, and one. I'm Joanne.
And I'm Vogue. Gosh, I'm glad you said which podcast it was. I find it so hard to keep track lately.
That's because you're on more podcasts than the BetterHelp advertising, hon.
Once someone told me I could monetize talking rubbish, it was a real game changer. I really found my calling.
You must be richer than the Sultan of Brunei by now, Vogue.
I wouldn't go that far, though we are starting a podcast together.
Anyway, babes, Katy Perry seems to be having a J-Lo moment.
She's divorcing Ben Affleck.
No, but she is rapidly becoming public enemy, number one, to get at enemy. I thought we could analyse why.
Things really came to a head after that space trip. I thought it would be a real win for girl power.
Yeah, but it turns out girl power isn't that cool when it's facilitated by a male billionaire.
Maybe if it was paid for by a female billionaire.
Well, a few more podcasts and you can do it yourself, Oak.
Hey, as if you're not raking it in too.
What? Please, I'm just as messy and relatable as ever. I mean, look, I'm drinking wine in the afternoon and guess what? I'm sick. Bingo.
Oh, then who's that guy who brought you the wine earlier?
Oh, him. No, that was just my sommelier. Thanks, Etienne!
Wow.
Merci!
Anyway, Katy Perry was so popular about 10 years ago, especially when she divorced Russell Brand.
Yeah, before the Brand started divorcing Russell, if you know what I mean.
Ew.
Since then, she's had a couple of absolute duffer albums. Sound like they were written by ChatGPT if it was drunk.
I think if I was to sum up what's happened to her, it's that she's just become a bit cringe.
She went a bit cringe.
She started out as sort of fun and relatable, but now she just seems insincere and out of touch with her audience.
You know, it's really sad, isn't it? Anyway, both of our Bentleys are outside, hon. Should we wrap this up?
For sure. I have 3 more podcasts this afternoon.
I know the feeling.
See you, babe.
See you, babes.
Hello, Taoiseach.
This is the Taoiseach's office. What are you doing in here? You're not the Taoiseach.
Not yet, but soon. If I keep moving and fidgeting, maybe the 3 years will go by faster.
Are you going to keep pacing over and back like that? It is very annoying, you know.
Yes, I don't see why not. My political career relies on my whizzing energy, always flapping, posting, tick-tocking and never stopping. Stopping risks having to think and do things. Never.
No wonder everyone at the Pope's funeral thought you were my bodyguard, like.
No, that's not true. I'm important. Wait, a sexy bodyguard, like in the film?
Well, you look like you're in a film. Your spad was recording you so much. Have you no sense of decorum? It was a funeral.
Captain Content never sleeps. So many world leaders. It was like being in Madame Tussauds, but with actual world leaders, though Joe Biden is bizarrely less realistic looking in person.
Anyway, you had your flap over at a housing czar. Are you happy now, like? You cancelled him.
Like a shooting czar. He has crashed to earth and left a crater in the shape of your housing minister.
You blocked him. You shafted the head of NAMA, like NAMA.
Well, I had to. James Brown used the phrase boots on the ground. How dare he? He knows right well all that war talk and Full Metal Harris quotes are my bag. Bang, bang!
But NAMA. Pascal Donohue would have you believe NAMA's the greatest Irish success story since Barry Keoghan shot a cat and got a Marvel movie out of it.
Yes, but NAMA's only going to record a profit of €5 billion on 15 years of flipping Irish properties from rock bottom. It's pathetic.
True.
Plus €5 billion in this country would only get you half a hospital, a printer, a bike shelter and 2 junior ministers if you're lucky.
Right enough, we should have put the Christian Brothers in charge of NAMA. They seem to be able to make a pile of money even when they're collapsing.
Precisely.
'Twas the Bertie Blank check on redress that did it. God help us if he runs for president.
Not if I've something to do with it. He must be blocked.
What?
I don't trust anyone known for a peace process. My preference is for starting a war. Pew, pew!
But surely that would count as a negative in a legacy.
Not if you look at your career in a rock, paper, scissors sort of a way, and I do, and war beats peace.
Legacy? What am I saying? You're not going to have a legacy in honour of it.
Sorry, excuse me?
I saw the trailer for the Final Destination film. You cheated political death at the last election, but it's coming for you now.
Sorry, what? Where?
Any day, it'll creep up on you. An incredibly mundane everyday activity will turn out to be...
Don't be absolutely ridiculous. This piece of paper has just sliced through my hand, my TikToking hand. What is it?
It's your defence bill on the triple lock, like...
Well, you're still talking nonsense. What's that? What's going on?
Oh, the Data Protection Commissioner has just walloped TikTok with a 530 million euro fine.
They've done what? My beloved platform. Have they tried to kill my political career?
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It has been predetermined.
What's the matter with them? The one thing the data regulator is not supposed to do is regulate big data. Don't they realise our economy is entirely built on making this country a doormat for tax avoiders and private equity companies?
It doesn't matter if they do, I told you. Tis decided.
What?
Final destination.
That's it. Let me out of here.
See you soon.
The door.
Hmm?
The door won't open. What's wrong?
Oh, sorry, yes, it's triple locked.
No.
Yeah.
I'm too young to go. I'm Fine Gael's greatest ever leader.
Oh.
What was that?
There goes the portrait of Michael Collins.
Help! Help, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for it all. Please, let me out. I can't die in here.
Anna, relax, will you? It won't happen in here. Come on.
Oh, thank goodness.
It'll probably happen on the 6-1 line. Or another supermarket in Cork.
No!
Terminal.